So now we have clarity. John Gibbons will manage the Blue Jays for the remainder of the regular season. General Manager Ross Atkins said so this weekend in New York City at the Yankee Stadium. A vote of confidence delivered in the same ballpark where Gibbons was originally named manager of the Blue Jays on August 8th, 2004. Come as a surprise to many. My hands up. We'd heard the whispers about back-channel discussions with prospective replacements, and note, those discussions have begun. And who believed management was ready to send a clear signal throughout the game that they were looking for the guy who'd be responsible for the care and feeding of the most ballyhooed prospect in Blue Jays history. And, you know, that's likely been accomplished with Atkins' suggestion that the Jays will revisit Gibbons' job status at the end of the season. Though the signals sent out by the drama of the last 2 weeks have been enough to whet the appetites of interested parties. Although I might say this, the longer the hunt goes, the more the contractual status of Atkins himself and maybe even President and CEO Mark Shapiro might be. Look, there's nothing wrong really with letting Gibbons manage out the string, then having an amicable announcement at the end of the season, an announcement that will include an offer to Gibbons to stay with the organization as a senior advisor. You know, as Gibbons showed Sunday in taking Kevin Pillar out to the verbal woodshed in front of Pillar's wide-eyed younger teammates, God, still burned with the best of them, you know, and frankly, Gibby's nature and his ballsiness would probably be handy mitigating against any combustion brought about by the return of Josh Donaldson. Plus, let's face it, you know, John Gibbons does deserve the opportunity to go out in his own. I've never disputed that. Don't know if anybody's disputed that, as I've said often. Gibbons was fired the first time as the most underappreciated manager in Blue Jays history, and he'll leave that way at the end of this season as well. I mean, look, there are supposedly intelligent people in this city who still won't give Cito Gaston his due for back-to-back World Series. So how the hell can John Gibbons hope to come out okay once the revisions get a hold of this track? Anyhow, thing you know about Gibby, he won't give a damn.